Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for Speed Jokes. It's sponsored by Team Hochberg. Remember, you can always share these with your friends or listen to them again if you think they're that good. Just go to WGNradio.com/speedjokes. By the way, guys, I forgot to give you the punchline I need you to come up with today. You're going to have to work quickly on this.
Okay.
What's black and white? What's black and white and green and bumpy?
Oh.
Black and white and green and bumpy. I'll need an answer in 5 jokes. Working on that?
It's a lot involved.
Black and white and green and bumpy. Hey, John Williams, got an email yesterday. It said, your speed jokes dictate our entire morning ritual now. Everything revolves around 9:40. Even the way you say speed jokes is as good as the jokes themselves. From Sarah and Jimmy in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Joke number one. Hey, guys, a cannibal finished a big meal. One says to the other, hey, your breath is pretty bad. Try these. The second cannibal says, okay, what are they? The first one says, Mentos. There was a big fight in the seafood restaurant last night. Battered fish everywhere. You heard last week we told you about the butcher who backed up and got a little behind in his work. Well, his brother fell into a glass grinder yesterday and made a spectacle of himself. I bought a dog from a locksmith, and after we got home, he made a bolt for the door. I'm now investing in Campbell's soup stock. I think it's going to make me a billionaire.
Oh.
That's for you, Lou Manfredini. That satisfies our food joke of the day.
Well, so does the Mentos.
Actually, Dave, I believe you're right. Yes, thank you.
I doubt the black and white one does.
Okay, here we go. What's black? This is from listener Robin. What's black and white and green and bumpy? Anyone? Bueller?
I have nothing.
I know there's a frog involved, but I'm
zebra.
Not sure.
A zebra with a frog on top of
It'd
his head?
It'd be a pickle in a tuxedo.
Oh, no.
Steve, is that what you were going to say?
No, I wasn't even close.
Grzanich, did you have a bet?
No, I was going to say something with a frog and an eight ball.
Steve Alexander, did you have a vote?
I've got a 10-year-old grandson. I knew that one.
Of course you did.
You got a 10-year-old host, too. Jenny in Arlington Heights says, I love the daily jokes. I'm a 61-year-old female, and I still love potty humor. What did the stomach say to the burp? Keep quiet, and I'll sneak you out the back. And finally, dear John Williams, you've still got it wrong. A cow's favorite song is not Moon River. It's
something.
Not the original recording.
It's me like no other lover.
Sorry.
Something in the way she woos.
Comes another one.
I don't want to leave her now.
We're ruining a perfectly good song here, aren't we?
No, I believe sounds like a methane problem.
Sorry.